morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Lee. This is me.
I've got a lot to tell you. How are you?
I'm good.
Good?
I'm having a good morning so far. We have a new puppy, so.
Oh.
You're up early.
That I've gone through.
I bet you have.
Only mine ended up, I got mine when it was a year and a half.
Okay.
My other one's 15 years old.
Wow. Yeah, my husband wanted a puppy, so he's never had one in his life, so.
Wow.
This is a good thing for him.
Yeah.
She's darling.
What kind?
A chocolate lab.
Oh, so it's a big one.
Mm-hmm. He's growing by the day. Pretty amazing.
I'm a little dog person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love those, too. We do hiking and walking and those kind of things, so he wanted someone to chase the birds from the pool. I said, well, there you go. She's going to do that more than you want, probably. Not even bring you a bird or two.
Should be fun.
I know.
Especially the training.
Yeah, we're entering that section right now, so we've had her for a week.
How old did you get her?
She was 7 weeks old when we got her. So she's
oh boy.
She'll be 9 weeks on Saturday. So kind of fun.
Yeah, that's the way I had my first one.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Good morning. This is Jeannie and Lee. Who else has joined us?
Good morning, this is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
I'm really good. I was listening about your dog. I got one back in March because my house was burglarized.
Oh. What
I got me a police dog.
Oh, yeah.
Malinois, Belgian Shepherd.
Oh, how beautiful.
There's a breeder here in town, so
yeah.
He was a pet quality. She wasn't as aggressive as the other one.
What kind is it?
She's a Belgian Shepherd, Malinois.
Those are your big dogs. I'm a little dog. I've got little dogs that sleep next to me under the covers.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd get one in this house that I moved into, but she's a doll. There was a thing on that a friend sent me about a dog over in Iraq that rescued its handler, and then it went on to the Ten Commandments of dogs. It was really special.
Oh. Hmm. They do win your heart.
They do.
Find this morning. That's okay. I was listening in yesterday, Brenda, when you were reading from the China study a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have a chance to do much yesterday, but I was kind of picking up some stuff and reading again. I think that's a really good thing to do that. Under the problems we face and the solutions that we need, and I was thinking Char had asked the other day about benefits of what we're doing, and I think another one that I thought of for me was that peace of mind, knowing that just because of the research from this book, it's just undeniable that I have a peace of mind knowing that I'm feeding my body properly, and I like that too.
Yeah.
Talking about the answer to the American health crisis is the food that each of us chooses to put in our mouths each day.
Well, I went out and bought the eggplant yesterday so I could make that dish you told me about. No, that was Nancy that told me about it. No.
I made another one last night, too, that was kind of like a spread. Char had told me about it, with fresh tomatoes and a roasted eggplant, you know, one that's cooked in the oven and called for zucchini, and I thought I had some, and I didn't, so I just left it out. But it was so good. It had a little garlic. fresh tomatoes and like more tomatoes than eggplant. I have a whole bunch of them. So.
Well, I was wondering. This is eggplant, daubs of cheese, and then marinara sauce. And you could put in anything else, but I wondered about, would that be something to put noodles in with? Just you'd layer it? Or would it be best just to put vegetables?
Well, it depends on if you want noodles in there or not. You know, normally you make a
lasagna. That would be all right with eggplant?
I think so. But I think the idea was to have the eggplant replace the noodle.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
Ways, yeah.
I haven't cooked since 1985, when my husband retired. He took over completely, and now I'm having to start to cook.
Doing a good job.
So, no, not really. It's just been basics, and I've decided I've got to start trying some of the recipes I've gotten from all of you.
Yeah. And, you know, just, you know, take maybe one a week, you know. Try one.
That's a good idea. Like I took the rice pudding yesterday. That's a real good idea.
Mm-hmm. Keep your basics. And then
it's the time consuming and just not feeling like it. And not having, you know, cooked since 1985. I used to cook before that.
Yeah. It's all coming back to you now.
No, it isn't that. It's the desire. And I used to, it was desserts and things like that I loved to cook.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, it's addictive.
Yes.
Addictive once you get started trying these things because, you know, once a week, done once a day, how about once a meal?
Yeah. That's the progression.
Well, we've been sticking to it. It's just been the basics.
Basics are good. I'm soaking lima beans right now. They've been sitting calling my name in the pantry, so I soaked them overnight last night. And I'm going to make this, it's a lima bean and tomato combination. I haven't made it in a while, but it was so good. And you bake it in the oven after you cook the beans and put it together. You put it in a casserole dish and stick it in the oven, and it's really good.
What else besides lima beans and tomatoes?
Oh, dear. Oh, I echoed on myself. That was funny. Grab it. It's called Greek lima beans. This came from All Recipes, allrecipes.com. But it's lima beans. This says a can of chopped tomatoes with the juice. I just use, since I have all these tomatoes that are ripe, I'm going to use those. 2 cloves of garlic, sea salt, and some chopped fresh dill, if you have that. I have dried dill that I use. And you, you soak overnight the beans. The oven goes 75.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, and you put a saucepan over medium heat to a boil, simmer 3 minutes and drain, and then you pour the beans into a 9x13 baking dish. Add the tomatoes, olive oil, salt, garlic, and dill, and stir it up, and then you bake it for an hour and a half to 2 hours. Wow, I didn't realize you baked it that long. Okay, so you don't cook the beans, you just soak them.
Hmm.
I'd forgotten that part, too. Well, no, you cook them a little bit, 20 minutes, yeah.
Well, I'm supposed to get that to send down the rice pudding recipe. Why don't you send that down, and I'll try and get the rice pudding recipe sent down.
Okie dokie. I welcome everybody to the call. This is the Advanced Lifestyle Call, and we are endeavoring to feed our bodies properly and therefore have great benefit, mainly not getting the major diseases in our country here, and that's kind of one of our favorite things, is knowing that we're not going to play into the hands of all of that, doing our best. So we welcome you to this call. We started with a book called The China Study, which still is an awesome, the research in here is just really amazing. was done with 880 million people, and 100% of the time, you know, having a 95% plant-based way of eating just kind of keeps you from getting these things. So, pretty nice. The most comprehensive study of nutrition ever conducted, it's been dubbed. So, welcome to the call, and we meet together Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Pacific time on this call, and we just kind of help each other through. So, we've been doing recipes this morning already. So, I have a Life Extension Foundation is a, I don't know, I get their newsletter or something, and on their daily health bulletin today, it's about exercise. Increases lifespan by an average of 1 to 4 years for people who engage in moderate to difficult exercise routines. Pretty interesting. Walking briskly for 3 hours, about a half an hour with a day of rest per week, can reduce your chances of developing many chronic health problems. Benefits your brain, too. So, kind of cool. Anybody have comments or questions this morning? I hear my puppy whining in the background. She must be in her crate now.
I have a quick question. Does anybody have the number where you repair the PyMag off the subject here? But or the, what did I say, PyMag? PalmMag or the Body Energizer. I know there's a guy that does that. I know Nancy had it at one point. So
Focus on Growth has it if you call them.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. That's all I need then.
That's what I heard, at least. I haven't talked to Dennis, but I heard that he, they do.
Okay. Somebody called me for that, and I didn't have it available.
I, this is Mary Lou, and I filed it, too. If I find it today, I'll send it on to you again.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I did that. And then while I'm asking another question while you're there, I'd called. Is this Char?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
I called and left a number, but I didn't ever get back, but I've been kind of in and out. What? I've never seen, never heard it mentioned, anything concerning, and I haven't looked, had a chance to look up on that long list of tape, or any testimonials concerning anybody, a young man with AIDS. Would there be any? Do we have any suggestions except our normal nutrition?
You know, I was thinking about that. Somebody else asked me about that, too, besides you. I know the sleep is a big issue. I know the water is a big issue.
Okay.
And I know, of course, the immune system. So the nutritionals that address the immune system, but the sleep and the water, and it's almost like I think there was something that came out when we, not too long after, had gotten the water that showed a tremendous benefit on that. And I'm just trying to point you in the right direction and see what you, because sometimes when you say that to other people, then they'll come up with it. And since I've got to call Focus anyway today, I'll see what they tell me that they might have.
Okay. All right, that'll be fine. And you want my phone number or just the email?
Your phone number would be great, Mary Lou.
Okay, it's 325.
25.
325 is the area code.
Okay.
235-2464.
2464.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it.
Thank you, and I'll look up that other, because I didn't copy it off and file it, but I don't know it by memory, so I'll do on that other.
Okay, thank you. Sorry for the off-the-topic, Jeannie. Or off your topic, I should say. Our topic. Are we lost?
I don't know. It may just be you and I.
let me see here.
Okay, I muted myself out. Sorry.
I thought maybe that happened.
Oh, the dog.
Yeah, well, I went in there and she saw me, so I muted just briefly, and I forgot to unmute. Sorry about that.
Not a problem. I just thought maybe I did something to the line by what I said.
Yeah, no, not at all. So does anybody have any other comments or questions about things? About any particular food or... I had a group of people over the other night, and they all know that we've changed our eating habits, and I told them the menu. We figured that we were going to have a real casual thing, so I said, well, I'm making burgers and potato salad. And I said, and the burgers are not your typical burgers. These are the pecan mushroom burgers. Okay. And, you know, they all ate them and loved them. The one who's our Atkins, I call him our Atkins guy, he had two of them. And he wasn't going to have the potato salad, but loved it because he found out there was no mayonnaise in it. We had used the veganaise, and Ricky had made that, and it was just delicious. And everybody gobbled it all up, and in fact, our Atkins fella brought broccoli slaw with him. And it was really good, too. So it was really fun. And then I made these date balls, and the students go cookbook. I wanted to make some kind of simple little dessert or something. And I had dates and I had shredded coconuts, so I made those and put them in the freezer. The gal in there said that she keeps them in the freezer and then she just eats, you know, one or two throughout the day. Well, they were gone very quickly. I took them out of the freezer and they were too hard to bite. So we let them sit for about 15 minutes. Next thing I know, there's like two left. And then those were gone right away. So anyway, everybody liked everything. And one gal commented on the fact that she felt good eating that. It didn't affect her digestive system. She had gastric bypass surgery before several years ago, and her husband likes real hamburgers, and she said, every now and then I'll make them for him, and I'll have one little bite, you know, and it just affects her stomach, and these did not, so she wanted that recipe. Of a long dissertation, but it's really neat to see how people are coming along. And one gal said, you know, it's really good. And she's very picky. She's an Italian picky person.
Do we have that recipe? I don't think we have that recipe. The mushroom pecan burgers.
I have it. I've got it on my recipes here. I'll send it out. It's from, where is it?
It's from Mary Lou, the one that sent it down originally and found it, I know.
Okay, yeah.
I might have it if I go through and look at it.
It was from a while ago. Earlier this year, probably, or maybe a year ago. Could have been. It was one of those early recipes, and we just loved it. The first time Ricky and I made them, we took a picture. We made sweet potato fries with it. We baked them in the oven, you know, the sweet potato fries.
Well, now that it's getting cooler, I'm starting to want to cook like that.
Mm-hmm.
The summer through, it's like, oh, here, eat this.
And in fact, we had a little bit left over. I had doubled the recipe because I didn't know how many people were coming. And we had some left over. And last night I made, on the squash side of things, I had a butternut squash. I baked that. I cut it in half, pulled out the insides, and baked that for about 30 minutes. And then turned it over, and I stuffed the rest of this pecan mushroom burger in it and put it back in the oven for another 10 or 15 minutes. And then we had a little rice on the side. It was really, really good, and a big salad. So looking for it now. I'll just send it over.
Okay.
Who else has tried something? Anybody did a has anyone done a squash thing?
Good morning, Jeannie. Maddie Dash, how are you?
Good morning, Maddie. I'm fine.
Great. I haven't tried anything myself, but yesterday I asked my husband for a date, and he said, absolutely. And we went down to the pier here, and they have what we're doing, I guess, in Delaware. We're having a lot of iron, or they call it breweries. Everybody's making their own beer. Every new restaurant is a brewery. So we went down to the one on the waterfront, and They had quite a few, what they call vegetarian dishes, marked with green, mind. A little green dot was next to the thing that was vegetarian. And I was surprised. I had a carrot soup. I had never had that before at a restaurant. And it was delicious, very much delicious. And then I had a wrap, a spinach wrap. But I find most wraps and I guess what you call these roasted vegetables, the most is basically the same thing. It has a little cucumber, a little tomato. It did have arugula in there. It did have a blue I think it was blue cheese, but I had them put that on the side, crumbled up, and I don't think I'm not a cheese type of a person. And it had a balsamic dripping to go over, and I had them put that on the side because I don't like saturated. A lot of times you get the dressings, they're so saturated, so overpowering. Yeah. So I just stuck my fork in like a Weight Watchers trip. You take your fork in, you know, and it was very, very good. I was really surprised. So a lot of the restaurants are catering and realizing that they're rumbling from us out there, and they want to keep those dollars coming in. So they're making arrangements to do that.
Isn't that nice?
It's very nice. And one of the other things I find is that I'm like the woman that was on yesterday, that I hate cooking, really, but, you know, in listening to you talking about the burgers and the sweet potatoes and the potato salad and the broccoli slaw and all that, I think one of the key things to staying on the program is pre-preparing. Or at least pre-thinking what you're going to have, so you'll have it when it's time for you to actually make it and eat it.
Yes.
Because if you don't put any thought or anything in it, this is what I find, then my husband and I say, what are we going to have? And, you know, we're running around, and we have the same old thing, and it becomes boring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Because, and we do the same thing. We're like, if we haven't gone to the grocery store in several days, it's like, okay. And sometimes that can produce, because we have a well-stocked pantry now, it's the fresh stuff, you know, that sometimes we run out of, you know, salad materials or whatever. But many times it's caused us to get creative with what we have, and we come up with something really cool, you know. I always like to have the fresh stuff. Gotten down to where we've had frozen vegetables before, and I'm like, well, here's what we've got. I guess we have to do this, and we've still come up with some good things, too. But you're right. It does take some pre-thought. So for Lee, like once a week, if you're going to, you know, find a recipe that you're excited about making and then go to the store, you know, or maybe you get two or three recipes, you know, that you find that you like before you go out shopping and those up, and then do like I do. I put a where I found the recipe, because sometimes I buy the stuff and forget where the recipe was. So make sure
that's true.
Put that too, but
good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can also do it backwards. I've gotten started doing that because I've got so much stuff from the garden, and that's just go in and Google the main item. Like the other day I wanted beet greens. I just wanted to do something a little bit different with it, because I've never done anything with beet greens except steam it, and then we grew up just putting a little tiny bit of mayo on it. And I broke my jar of mayo the other day, so my veganese mayo, and didn't have that, so I just Googled it, and there was like three or four basic things that you'd have in the kitchen anyway on the internet. It was like the second recipe that came up when I clicked, and all I do is the Google search on, I put in beet greens recipe, and it came up with I don't know how many, and I just glanced at the number that it said, you know, for results or whatever, and in one of the sites, and I found all kinds of new websites that I'd never ever heard of. They aren't necessarily all 100% vegan, but you can type in then vegan beet greens recipes, and it gives you, or when you get to the site, you can type that in. So it screens it down, and you will have the ingredients there probably to do many of those things. And if you don't, you know what, if it's talking about a substitution, there's all kinds of substitutions. Mine was, it didn't even sound good to me, because I know a lot of people put vinegar on them,
I used rice vinegar, because I always have rice vinegar in the cupboard. So that was, I can't remember what else was in. Oh, it was kind of a sweet sour, not a really sweet, but to a pound of beet greens, which we ate the majority of them. There's one little tiny serving left, so you can imagine the nutritional value in that. That made me feel really good. It had a tablespoon of tablespoon of sugar and an eighth of a cup, so that would be 2 tablespoons of rice vinegar, and then salt and pepper, and I can't think, oh, and some garlic, I think, cooked in with it. And it was absolutely delicious. Denny took one look at it, and he goes, he took one bite, and he goes, it's all I can do to get this down, because he does not like greens like that, wilted. And I thought to myself, well, and I forgot to tell him, but a few months ago, he would not have gotten them down. But I said, just think how nutritional they are. And, you know, I grew up with that taste because that was something that we had frequently, was the tops along with the roots of the beet. So to me, it's all in education, or a huge part of it. I shouldn't say all. You still have taste buds. But knowing what you're doing and, you know, for your body makes a huge difference. And, you know, how bad is it to eat something that you just don't crave or love if you know it's really, really good for you at least once in a while?
True. That's a great point. I had collard greens the other day, which I have not had in a long time. But I put it in that, it was the rice fried vegetable recipe. That's one of my favorites, and I switch out the greens. It calls for kale or collards or spinach or whatever, and I've used spinach before and kale, but I never used the collards, and it was really good. It provided just a different little taste in there. That was great, and I think you could do any of those greens. I remember seeing Emeril one time do spinach with garlic, you know, just a light saute. Of course, he used butter, but I hardly use any oil anymore on those, and just a quick flash stir fry, I call it, and it's delicious. So you could do any of your greens, like you said, you know. I haven't done beet greens before. I'm going to do that.
They have a different flavor. I like them. Mm-hmm.
And like you said, it does grow on you after, you know, when you the education part of it, you know this is great for you. You know, your taste buds do change. Thank you, Charlotte.
And I have had collards with a lot of things, with the kale and the collards with the cabbage, and oh, my favorite is just collards with anything, because that's a lot my mother grew in her garden, a lot of collards, and baked sweet potatoes, one of my favorite meals, and my husband gets a little tired of that sometimes, you know, but like I say, if you get tired, you have to go into the kitchen and do it yourself.
Collard with cabbage, Maddie?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then do you put seasonings in there too? Is it like garlic?
Yeah, sometimes I put a little of the, you know, the hot peppers, the little crushed peppers, I guess, you know, get in the supermarket, and a little salt, and if you want, I guess you could put olive oil in. I don't usually do that much anymore, but I think they're delicious. Yep, that's my favorite meal. The only problem I have with the collard is that it takes me so long. Well, the way I clean them, I take most of the stem out, and then I, wash them, and then just shrivel them up, and when you cook them, you have a whole big pot. By the time you cook them, there's only enough in there for maybe 3 or 4 servings.
Right.
They shrink so much, you know?
Right.
But that's my favorite vegetable.
You know, I found something when I did the beet greens that I've never done. You know how you strip I like to strip the center, the veins, leaf veins out of the bigger leaves because
right.
You have that distraction from the leaf vein on any of the things I do. And I remember watching my daughter-in-law, you know, she goes down one side of the vein and then the other side of the vein. Well, I'm anxious to try it on the other leaves. This was on the romaine lettuce because that's hers is a Caesar salad that she's always doing. Anyway, with the beet green, instead of opening the leaf flat like you would think, just leave it folded because it tends to kind of fold together anyway, and go and leave it folded and you go down at once and you've got both sides done at the same time. Now,
I know the kale has a different shape to the leaf, and it tends to always lay flat. So that one you may not be able to do, but it is a heavier stalk down the center, at least. So I don't know, but I know some of the other greens you're going to be able to do the same thing. So in other words, it would be 50% of the time. And then when you go to, I usually chop them into, you know, at least bite-sized squares, you can stack them up folded too. So you've got half the amount to go through.
And I just thought, as you're saying that, sure, I could actually pinch them, you know, like fold them like a fan, fold it in half.
Right.
And then maybe slide it up one time as opposed to I do like your daughter-in-law, I go up one and then down the other.
Yeah, that's the way I've been doing it for years. But, you know, I thought, why not find shortcuts for everything that we possibly can, and that means it cuts our time in half on whatever we're doing. So anyway, I want to hear what other ones you try or that will work the same way, because I'm sure there's going to be lots of different greens that we can do that way.
I've eaten the Swiss chard. I've actually cut the stem, you know, sometimes the rainbow chard, you know, the pretty colors, and then the red Swiss chard. I've cut the stems a little bit and sautéed those as well.
I do on that one, yes. I do on the chards because of, again, the color there, and there's got to be nutritional value there too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Fiber, if nothing else.
You can't really do that with the other ones, or you're not supposed to, I wonder? I don't know.
Well, there's different texture. The kale is round and very fibrous. Of course, I first started doing it, I think it was because of the salad. You don't want it in the salad that I massage the salt into.
Right.
The kale avocado salad is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where I started doing it. And then I noticed a couple of the recipes that had you saute them, it said remove the stem. So I started doing it. And it's just, you know, it's just a different texture. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Right.
And I'll tell you, when you purchase it in the supermarket, they're not taking any stems out of anything. They're selling you anything they can put in that package. And normally when that happens, then it takes me a half an hour or more to go through and actually fish every stem I see and out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's just different tastes and textures when you do with or without, and it's not a right or wrong, I don't think. You know, if you want to try it the way the recipe says the first time, that's great. Do it your own way the next time.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you prefer.
Definitely. Well, good.
I do like the tips, so any little things you got to do in cooking, they're just as important as the recipe, because if you can save the time, you're more likely to do it again.
Very true.
Quicker the easier. And that's one thing about, I haven't seen any lately. The first 2 days I was home, I watched some of the cooking shows, and, you know, I had a couple that I heard about that were good, and then I found that there were a lot of them on there that I wouldn't take the time to, again, because they didn't promote the foods or the way we prepare things. In other words, some of them were drenched, every recipe was drenched in oils, which, you know, isn't our way of eating, so.
Mm-hmm.
But
wow.
You gotta, it's just like anything else, you've got to weed through to find the value in, you know, what's there.
That's true. Well, good. Any other comments or questions? There was an article that came down yesterday. I think it was Dennis Estes, Nikan and Network Marketing. An interesting statistic on here. This is off the subject a little bit, but not really, because it's about wellness. But of the $32 billion in U.S. retail sales, 47% of that is in our primary segment, wellness, home and family care, and home durables. 47% of that $32 billion in sales makes up what we're all about in our company. Just, I was like, wow.
47% of the $32
billion? Yeah, in sales.
Oh, that's a great number. I saw that. I didn't read it carefully. I skimmed through it really quick.
This is the 2006, the latest numbers.
their retail sales is $32.18 billion. And then clothing and accessories and personal care is 33.7%. Home and family care, home durables is 26.7%. And wellness is 20.3%. So the total of those is 47% of that $32.18 billion in sales. That's really good news for us. Amazing. And then he said how these products are being sold. Face-to-face selling is 75.2%. In the home is 66.9%. So it's, you know, anyway, it's pretty neat. And this information was pulled from the Direct Sales Association website. A great article. I actually read it tonight.
Did anyone not receive it? If they didn't, I will send it down also. Who'd you say sent that down?
I got it from Nancy.
Oh, okay.
And yeah.
So is there anybody on the call that didn't get it and I'll forward it down to? Okay. And a lot of people.
I left for a minute with my dogs and I didn't understand what are you talking about to send down?
Oh, an article from Dennis Estes on the number of sales from the Direct Sales Association that came down yesterday. Nancy forwarded it down.
Oh, I didn't get on the internet yesterday, so it's probably there. Okay.
Well, I know. I'm going to go ahead and forward it, guys, anyway, because I know there's a lot of people on my email that are not on the call that asked to get the information anyway. So just, you know, when you get dupes, please don't be irritated. Just realize that there's other people that are getting it, too, mm-hmm. and they may not have seen it and may want it. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is Mary Lou, and I'm having trouble with my computer, and I don't know if I got in again, or I got power received it or not, so just send it on to me, too. Thank you.
Okay, I will do that.
I was just really impressed by that. I thought, wow, how cool.
During NECAN, I always used to go through the neighborhoods, and I was, oh, my God, I would just love to have a Mac boy at every house. Now I thought, oh, my God, wouldn't be every house be a wellness home?
Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
That's a great goal. I would love to have that happen in our area. At least one wellness home on every block, and it would be cool.
Oh, wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yep. Pretty good.
Well, if there's any last comments here, if not.
My last comment is that one that was just stated, repeated. That's why we got to go to work and make sure this happens.
Yes.
And we do have the convention coming up, and I had a Royal Diamond call yesterday, and they didn't leak out any information. I did ask a couple of questions, and one is we have a little bit further delay on the water bottle, and I can give you the exact reason for it. What has been created was what they wanted, but when the final testing went through on the longevity of how long it would last, didn't meet their standards, so they are on the drawing board just at it. The life they want the bottle to be, and it's their designated. They want it to last the filter for 6 months at the same quality level, and that was their challenge. It did not meet that. So, guys, just realize they're putting out quality equipment, and they do not want to jeopardize the reputation of what we're doing to them. So that's what's happening on that. And some people had asked me about because they've got the special on the FIR wave unit, the thermal wave unit. It is on closeout, just as it says, while supplies left, on closeout. And they would not say what they were doing. They didn't state it as an upgrade or a new model. It could be something that covers that area that is totally... Or totally or slightly or whatever different. I don't know because they didn't specify. My brain just went to work on it. It should because I have. Anyway, those were the two pieces that I was questioning.
Okay. Good.
So if you don't have one and you want one, you better get it now. It is a great tool, but however, I don't know what's coming, so.
Thank you very much. Nice to have Char with us here and for those little tidbits of information that you receive. So.
Well, I know some. I mean, if I hadn't had questions on it, I probably wouldn't have taken the time to do it. But I've had several people that questioned me on it. So.
Okay. Good. Thank you very much.
And they will be sending down an announcement on something else. I can't remember what it was. It didn't hit as much as that. So anyway, that was what was on my mind.
Thank you, Char.
You're welcome.
Good.
Great call, Janie.
Yeah, everybody's, thank you so much for your participation, everybody, and love the comments, and always your questions, and that kind of thing, because we've got a lot of great minds going to work here, and great pieces. So, have a wonderful rest of the day, and we will be back on again tomorrow.
Thank
you. Make it a good. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.